I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dix, and Tim has the week off. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report. We are hearing for the first time from members of the Utah Jazz describing what it was like being on a plane that lost an engine after striking a flock of birds. We'll get to that story in just a moment, but first, following a developing story out of California where at least four people are dead following a shooting at an office building. This took place at the city in the city of Orange. That's where we find ABC's Jory Rand with the latest.
Reyes was about to go out to dinner with his wife when the gunfire broke out across Lincoln Avenue. He hid behind a stone wall and pulled out his phone.
I saw like five officers running down. I heard other gunshots, so I stood behind the wall and just started kind of recording, you know.
He says more than 10 shots were fired. Another witness says the shots came in bursts.
Then the police came, and then I heard a few more gunshots go off, and then there was like a lot quickly.
Mo was still broadcasting live on Facebook when someone who had been shot was dragged out. Paramedics worked on them and loaded them into an ambulance.
Rand says this is the largest mass shooting the city of Orange has seen in nearly a quarter century. One of those killed is a child. Orange Police Lieutenant Jennifer Amott briefed reporters last night after the scene was secured.
Upon entering the business and in the area, they have discovered four victims that are deceased on the location. One of those victims does include a child.
The responding officers exchanged gunfire with the suspect, and the suspect was then taken to the hospital in critical condition. We'll continue to update this story throughout the morning. We are hearing from members of the Utah Jazz for the first time about their flight that had to make an emergency landing.
Everybody came to the point where it was like, man, this might be over for us.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, players say they felt and heard a big boom when their chartered plane struck a flock of birds, shredding the jet's left engine. After that, they say the plane started to bounce. It tilted dramatically to the left, and some towards the back of the plane say they even saw flames. According to Mike Conley, many assumed the worst.
Guys were trying to text family and, you know, just in case. You know, it was that kind of situation.
Eventually, the plane landed safely back at Salt Lake Airport. Once the team did get to Memphis, Coach Quinn Snyder says everyone convened the very next morning to work through their emotions. For Conley, he says the flight scare put some perspective on life for him and just how thankful he is to be alive and doing what he loves. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
We'll hear more from Jazz players about their emergency landing and what went through their minds coming up in less than 5 minutes. One man is dead after a bad car crash on Redwood Road. Salt Lake Police Lieutenant Weirman says the passenger in a car traveling southbound near 4th South died after the car he was in was hit by an SUV.
The passenger car made a left-hand turn, and at that time, the two vehicles collided in the intersection.
Two other people were injured and transported to the hospital. Redwood Road was closed for several hours while the accident was being investigated. Rescue crews bring two men out of Buse Canyon after they got stuck in some deep snow. Lieutenant Mark Horton with Weber County Search and Rescue says it's pretty common for them to see an increase in the number of calls this time of year because people get caught off guard.
It's pretty cold in the morning, and yet the sun comes in the afternoon and you think it's going to be great. As soon as that sun starts to go down, those temperatures just plummet.
He says the two men they rescued yesterday did several things right. They had a plan, and people back home knew what that plan was. A new video from the U.S.-Mexico border shows two sisters from Ecuador, ages 3 and 5, dropped 14 feet off the border fence onto U.S. soil. Chief Border Patrol Agent for El Paso, Gloria Chavez, reacts to what happened.
I was devastated. I was just appalled of what I was watching on this video.
Border Patrol agents quickly reached the girls and checked them for injuries. A Rochester, New York man was able to see his spouse for the first time in a year last week.
I've been coming here better part of a year. Most of the time I've been outside. Quite frankly, that's not nice, especially when it's snowing and things like that. But I still come. In really, really bad weather, I sit in a car out there, talk to her on a phone.
Gordon Hartley's wife, Anne, has been living in a nursing home, and he was finally allowed to see her in person last Friday. France is closing schools and going back into a strict lockdown. French President Emmanuel Macron is also implementing a month-long domestic travel ban and a nationwide curfew. COVID patients in French ICUs have hit a record high this week. Now that Dixie State University has decided to change its name, what should the new name be? KSNU's Radio's Dan Baumes says it's now your turn to weigh in.
The committee looking at the name change has put a survey online asking everyone from students and alumni to the whole community to offer their suggestions. The legislature authorized the process for changing the name after years of debate over just what Dixie means, both for residents of southern Utah and for graduates and faculty trying to get jobs and find research funding. The link for the survey is dixie.edu/nameprocess. It'll be available until April 13th. Dan Baumes, KSL News Radio.
The Fort Lauderdale Airport is back to normal after an early morning scare. The Broward Sheriff's Office said deputies received information of suspicious wires found in a vehicle parked at the airport. The bomb squad ultimately said the wires were not a threat. Operations at the airport are gradually returning to normal. First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, traffic is moving fine on I-15. Whether you're starting out in Davis, Utah, or Salt Lake counties, no slowdowns, including that earlier crash in Santaquin. Looks like it has been cleared up. We do have some city street slowdowns, but these are very, very minor. Bangor and 56 West near the 201 freeway, probably the worst, but even those aren't as bad as they get on some days. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time now is 7:06. The Utah Jazz did get another road win last night against the Memphis Grizzlies, but the focus after the game was what the players went through when an engine on their plane blew up after a bird strike. Here's an extended portion of the post-game press conference with Jazz players Mike Conley and Jordan Clarkson.
For a good 10, 15 minutes, I think all of us on that flight were questioning if we were going to, you know, be here today.
I just remember walking back to my seat, and as I got to my seat, I just hear a loud bang.
All of a sudden, it felt like there was an explosion. That's what it sounded like for most people on the plane, like something, like we hit something big, and the plane immediately started to bounce and then just started tilting to the left. And people in the back of the plane said they saw flame.
We were all looking out the window like, man, just land anywhere. We don't care. We can check everything else later. Once we get on the ground, just please just put this plane on the ground and just let us live.
Guys were trying to text family and, you know, just in case, you know, it was that kind of situation.
Everybody came to the point where it was like, man, this might be over for us.
We're just thrilled and thankful for the pilots and the staff and what they were able to do to get us back home safely.
I understand fully why, Don didn't come, because, I mean, all of us were just like kind of like out of there and in like limbo, like, whoa, what just happened? Is this like real life?
You know, you don't just go through something like that and get back on a plane and head to go, you know, play a game again. So put perspective on life for all of us. And like I said, we're just all thankful to be here and doing what we love to do.
Wow. I did not realize how serious of a situation it was, even after seeing the engine. So thank Mike Connolly and Jordan Clarkson for sharing that with us. Their next game for the Jazz will be tomorrow here in Salt Lake City against the Bulls. The Supreme Court is weighing in on the big business of college sports. The justices hearing opening arguments in the NCAA case concerning compensation of student athletes.
The case is not about whether students can be paid salaries, but it's part of a larger debate about compensation for student athletes. Six states have already passed laws allowing student athletes to profit from their name, image, and likeness. As for the case at the Supreme Court, Justice Sonia Sotomayor expressed concern about the long-lasting effects the ruling could have on college sports.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting. Today is opening day for Major League League Baseball, and it also marks the return of fans. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more from New York.
It's among the simple pleasures lost to the virus, an afternoon in the sun with a cold beer, a decent hot dog, and some baseball. And the fans weren't the only ones missing out.
The players are incredibly excited to play in front of a crowd.
Even a Yankee Stadium at 20% capacity, manager Aaron Boone said, will be a welcome sight.
Man, hopefully it's just the start of starting to see our attendance really grow and get our sport all the way back.
Fans must provide proof of vaccination or a recent negative test, a requirement it's hoped that can be eliminated later in the spring. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Traffic and weather together. It's 7:09. Let's check triple team traffic, and we start with you, Andy.
And right now I'm watching through Salt Lake County. Traffic has been great this morning. Most part, you shouldn't have anything to worry about as you travel around on I-15, I-215, or I-80 on the west side. Only going to see a little bit of extra time on your drive if you're on Bangor or 56th West near the 201 freeway, and even that's pretty minor. Heather?
Well, we do have a listener saying there's a crash on 5600 West at Amelia Earhart Drive, and it is causing delays in both directions of 5600 West, especially as you exit I-80 and head north. If you're in Weber and Davis County, though, we still have pretty good speeds, although seeing heavier traffic flows now southbound I-15 through Davis County. Eric?
City streets filling in Utah. County's busiest intersection seems to be in Orem right now. State Street, northbound, southbound, slowing up just a little bit at 800 North. Otherwise, it's a good drive. I-15 looking great. Springville to Point of the Mountains, your typical 22-minute drive time. Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, already known for the care they take to keep your homes clean and safe. To learn more, Google Any Hour Services or anyhourservices.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Chilly temps this morning, but it's warming up. 34 degrees at 7 a.m. with clear skies. 62, though, at noon. With a lot of sunshine, it soars 69 degrees at 4. Mostly sunny skies, backing down to around 60 at 7 p.m. It's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 36 degrees. Johnson & Johnson had to throw away a batch of COVID vaccine because of a company most of us have never heard of before. We'll try and explain what happened there in a moment on KSL News Radio. Pope Francis presided over Holy Thursday Mass at St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican this morning. The service was held without the large crowds that typically gather. COVID-19 restrictions are still in place in the Vatican for Holy Week. The state of Utah is attacking a destructive, invasive pest. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
The distinctive Japanese beetle first appeared in the Beehive State in 2006, but last year saw the highest detections in the last decade, 105. While that may not seem like very many, the state entomologist tells the Salt Lake Tribune that could have a multi-million dollar impact. The beetles and their larvae feast on more than 300 different plants, including fruits and vegetables. To try and keep the population under control, the Department of Agriculture will be spraying a 300-acre area where the beetles have been found. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
A man from Syracuse, Utah, has been sentenced after pleading guilty to digging for buried treasure in a Yellowstone National Park cemetery.
A poem in a book published by art and antiquities dealer Forrest Fenn about a treasure chest full of coins, gold, and more stashed in the Rocky Mountains inspired Roderick Dow Craythorne to dig 17 holes and damage a grave in the Fort Yellowstone Cemetery in late 2019, early 2020. He didn't find Fenn's treasure, but he did later encounter federal agents. He's been sentenced to 6 months in prison, 6 months of home detention, 2 years probation, and ordered to pay $31,000 in restitution. As for the treasure, Fenn announced last June someone found it, but he wouldn't say who or where. He died last September at 90. A grandson confirmed in December the finder was a medical student from Michigan. I'm Tim McGuire.
The stolen mascot for a minor league baseball team in Tennessee has been found. Louie the Lookout was stolen on Tuesday. A spokesperson for the team says the costume was found Wednesday thanks to help from workers at the local aquarium. A mom in England has bragging rights for shocking doctors with her super twins. The term is being used by Rebecca Roberts to describe her babies, who were conceived a few weeks apart. How is that possible? Doctors discovered the second baby was 3 weeks younger than the other during an ultrasound. The occurrence is extremely rare. The babies and mom are all now at home after the baby spent several weeks in the NICU. I did not know that was possible. Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, it's no April Fool's joke. Today is National Burrito Day, and that means
There are lots of burrito deals. Chipotle says they'll give away $100,000 worth of free burritos and Bitcoin with an online game. Del Taco, Taco Bell, and other businesses are also offering burrito specials today. NASA scientists are scratching their heads at a photo from the Mars rover. The Perseverance rover snapped a photo of an odd rock on the red planet this week. NASA hasn't yet declared what the rock is as the rover team throws out different thoughts. One idea is that the rock was displaced during a meteor strike. A Goodwill employee is getting a lot of praise after discovering $52,000 of cash in a donation and returning it to the owner. Andrea Lessing was sorting clothes when she made the cash discovery. She was able to find identifying papers in the stack of cash to figure out who the owner was. Lessing was rewarded with $1,000 for her honesty.
Dave and Dujanovic.
The Jazz won last night, but who cares? Just getting there was a miracle.
All of a sudden, it felt like there was an explosion, like we hit something big.
The harrowing flight and why its star player didn't make the trip because of his fear of flying. That's today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Okay, it's on News Time 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
we're hearing from members of the Utah Jazz for the first time about their flight this week that had to make an emergency landing. Some players say they feared the worst. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, two hikers were rescued near the Snow Basin Resort after they got stuck in deep snow. Third, a check on traffic.
Right now, we got a crash north of I-80 on 5600 West. It's affecting drivers at Amelia Earhart Drive, causing some backups, but not all the way to I-80. That's really the only crash out there right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine, we are warming up today to 69. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 37 downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Even as businesses across the country reopen, companies are still cutting jobs. The Labor Department just reported that 719,000 Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week. More people are getting vaccinated against COVID, but coronavirus infections and hospitalizations are on the rise. ABC's Ariel Rushev.
For the first time since the pandemic began, the majority of new patients hospitalized with the virus are younger adults.
That have yet to be vaccinated, those are the ones that we're actually starting to see a rise in hospitalization.
With cases currently rising in more than half the country since last week, the director of the CDC fearful a new surge could be on the way.
About 15 million Johnson & Johnson vaccine doses had to be thrown out this week because of human error at a manufacturing plant in Baltimore. Now, this opening day, most ballparks across the country are taking some precautions. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Yankee Stadium reopens at 20% capacity. That's between 10 and 11,000 fans, and they're not the only ones who need to show proof of vaccination or a recent negative test to gain entry. So do the workers.
Hopefully everything is good for us to be secure, too, so we'll see today.
Yeah, any worries about that?
Yes, because I had the virus, so I'm making sure I'm secured so I won't get it again.
Even at 20% capacity, a crowd of nearly 11,000 in one place has been unheard of. Aaron Katursky, ABC News at Yankee Stadium.
No motive determined yet in that deadly shooting in Southern California. Four people were killed in an office building in Orange, about 30 miles southwest of L.A. Charles McMillan, a witness to George Floyd's death, broke down on the stand in Minneapolis yesterday as police body cam was released showing Floyd calling out for his mother.
I don't have a mama either. I understand him. My mom died June 25th.
You're listening to ABC News.
Millions of doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine were damaged during the manufacturing process. ABC's Ariel Rashef reports the company says the mistake will not prevent them from reaching their manufacturing goals.
This morning, the New York Times reporting workers at a Baltimore plant who were manufacturing ingredients of future doses of Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine accidentally mixed up vaccine ingredients several weeks ago, possibly ruining 15 million potential shots before they got to the final stages of production. Johnson & Johnson says the error was caught during a quality control check, that none of the ingredients in question made it into circulation, and that all of the 20 million doses being used in the U.S. were made at other plants and were not affected. The company says it is still on track to deliver 24 million more doses in April, and in total will deliver the 100 million doses they promised by the first half of the year. On Wednesday, the CDC announcing more than 1 in 5 adults in the U.S. are now fully vaccinated, including more than half the country's population over the age of 65. The vaccine rollout leading to a 96% decline in cases in nursing homes. But for the first time since the pandemic began, the majority of new patients hospitalized with the virus are younger adults.
Well, you wonder why quality control is important. Holy cow. That's the in-depth of 15 and 45. 7:19 now. Let's get another look at Triple Team traffic. And we start with you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on the freeway starting to slow just a little bit. I-15 right around 1700 South. We had a listener tell us about a crash over on 56th West up at Amelia Earhart Drive just north of I-80. Initially, the delays looked a lot worse than they do at this very moment, but you may still see some slowdowns if you exit the freeway and head up into that business park. Heather?
We do have some delays in the construction zone of northbound I-15 as you move between 650 North and Clearfield and head into Roy. Most of our traffic, though, is heading south. And the good news is right now, not a lot of delays as you head between Roy and downtown Salt Lake City. But a lot of the city streets are filling in right now in Roy and in Ogden. Eric?
Heading out to Park City, no problem this morning on I-80 eastbound up to Parley Summit onto the Kimball Junction exit. We don't have any accidents or delays, and we got dry roads, and that's always a bonus through the mountains. If you're on Foothill Drive, looks like we don't have the delays we've had earlier in the week as you head north away from I-80 or the 215 East Belt up past Parley's Way and onto 1700 South. All of that looks good this morning. I-15 Utah County, no problems there. Find more meaningful Easter gifts for less at Siegel Books, such as the best-selling Symbols of Easter Quiet Bag, only $14.99 at Siegel Book, where you never pay full price for anything. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and boy, is this a beautiful 7-day forecast or what? Let's get details now with you, Grant.
Up to 69 today with a lot of sunshine. It's warming up. 74 tomorrow, mostly sunny and really hot for the weekend. 78 on Saturday, partly cloudy. Almost 80 on Easter Sunday with partly cloudy skies. And about the same thing on Monday, up to 78. A few more clouds, breezy on Tuesday, 67. And then a lot of clouds, cool or cooler on Wednesday, 63. I'm Grant Weeman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 37 degrees downtown. You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 7:21, and it is time for the Dave and Dujanovic preview. It is brought to you by Jerry Seiner Cadillacs. Best sales, best season sales. Visit jerryseiner.com. We were just talking off the air, Debbie, about what we've learned about that batch of Johnson & Johnson vaccine that they caught.
Right, at that Baltimore plant, 15
yeah.
million doses.
Wow.
They mix up in the ingredients. It's a human error. And as we were talking about it, Amanda, I think it hit us that quality control is so important. We are also reaching out right now back in the newsroom to the Utah Department of Health because we got to figure out how this is going to impact shipments of Johnson & Johnson to the state of Utah. We were on the air yesterday from noon to one in our vaccine town hall right here on KSL News Radio. And Rich Lakin, who is in charge of Utah's immunization program, we had him on the air. And Rich told us that they're anticipating next week in the state to receive some 40,000 plus doses of Johnson & Johnson. And this is great news because Johnson & Johnson is one shot. So that means 40 some odd thousand Utahns would be receiving this this vaccine in the coming days. We don't think that this mix up at the Baltimore plant is going to impact the current shipment. And I think it's also important to note that this mix up is not these vaccines that are, you know, the problem vaccines have not been shipped out.
Right.
But we've got to get all of this sorted out so our listeners know what is going on with this mix up at that plant in Baltimore and how it impacts our shipments here.
Yeah, I'll be curious to find out if you get to talk to Rich about the quality control process. So they test every batch before any go out so that they'll catch the problem and they'd get destroyed before any go out. Is that how the quality control process
works? We've
got
to ask him that question. I also get concerned when stuff like this happens that it creates some angst.
Yeah.
Over this, you know, over the Johnson & Johnson brand. And it is so hopeful to think there's a one dose kind of wonder yeah. out there because in many cases, they're using Johnson & Johnson to vaccinate people who are experiencing homelessness.
Right. And people who they think won't come back.
Won't come back for that second shot.
We're coming up with Dave and Dujanovic at 9 o'clock here on KSL News Radio.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business.
Nomi Health is a direct healthcare company and a proud partner to states across the country, including our home state of Utah. Josh Walker, co-founder and COO of Nomi, is here to tell us more.
Here in Utah, Nomi helps power one of the first and very few burden-free coronavirus testing programs in the country. Nomi has completed more than 3 million COVID-19 tests nationwide, and that experience has equipped us to operate successful vaccination programs in Utah and across the country. The Nomi Health team of clinicians, nurses, and technologists and field staff work tirelessly to ensure that as many Utahns as possible can get tested and vaccinated. Our mobile COVID units have traveled thousands of miles across rural Utah to provide no-cost testing and vaccination to those who often have no other options nearby. More recently, we partnered with Larry H. Miller Megaplex Theaters for vaccinations, providing familiar and comfortable locations for Utahns. We encourage all eligible residents to make their vaccination appointments today at getmyshot.utah.gov or by calling 801-704-5911. A free COVID testing is also available at testutah.com. The Nomi Health team is collaborating with the state to deliver COVID solutions and get us back to life as we know it.
We're grateful for the innovative solutions provided by Nomi Health. To learn more, visit the Nomi Health website. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, a leading provider of long-lasting quality equipment for more than a century, announced its third annual Building a Higher Standard Award winners. Catherine Wildrick, brand manager for American Standard, has more.
We are very honored to recognize these outstanding independent dealers who truly exemplify our core values by choosing to do the right thing for their employees, customers, and communities.
Among the winners is Lee's Heating and Air Conditioning in Salt Lake City, Utah. Since 1930, they've transformed standard services into exceptional experiences that customers value and appreciate. Josh Lundeval, General Manager of Lee's Heating and Air Conditioning.
We conduct business with the highest integrity by focusing on doing the right thing for the homeowner and community, from in-home interactions and subsequent follow-ups to preferred pricing for military and first responders.
For more information, visit amsd.us.
There is never one right time to continue your professional development. The time is always now. Earning a Master of Business Administration could be the fastest way to accelerate your career growth and the quickest path to an expanded professional network. The University of Utah David Ackles School of Business has four great MBA options designed to suit every type of student and professional looking to earn their MBA. Whether you want to build a foundation of fundamental business skills, attend class with a flexible schedule, or take your career to the next level while balancing existing work and life commitments, at the University of Utah David Ackles School of Business, there is a program for you. There is never one right time to continue your professional development. The time is always now. Visit UtahMBA.com for more information. That's UtahMBA.com.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Just time to take a quick look at the futures before the opening bell. The Dow futures are up 43. That's a tenth of a percent. The S&P futures up 16. That's 0.4%. NASDAQ futures up 147. That's 1 1/10. Crude oil, by the way, is up $1.38 in the last half hour. We're at $60.54. Coming up in just a minute or so, we'll take another look at traffic and weather together. That's just ahead on Utah's Morning News. It is the time for the Utah Dream Garage Spring Event, which I always look forward to because it's a chance for everybody to save money on that Honda they've been dreaming of. And the pricing on the entire lineup of new Hondas, it's just terrific right now. And they have 0% financing. So you can save money all around on the Pilot, the Passport, the CR-V, which is so popular. And that's the one that Tim's had a chance to drive. He's been driving that CR-V from a Stockton 12 Honda. Everybody loves Stockton 12 Honda. Shane, good morning to you. And even the Ridgeline truck that we've been talking about, you could put a new Honda, maybe even two, in your garage during this event. I've had a chance to drive the Passport, which is that SUV that can do some good work for you. Joey, hello, Joey and Ken Garve Riverdale up in Ogden. The Passport is the relatively new SUV from Honda. I love the room in this Passport. If you've got tall people in your family like I do, the second seat in that, the second row, is just roomy.
And then if you take a lot of cargo in your SUV and you think, man, I wish this back area had more room. The Passport has more room. 50 cubic feet of cargo room behind the third row. And then if you put the second row down, you've got 100 cubic feet of room. It's got all the stuff that all the Hondas have that you want, all of the heated and ventilated seats and the tri-zone climate control and the hands-free power tailgate. You got to have that. It has all of that, but it's also got towing capacity, 5,000 pounds of towing capacity. So if you're looking for an SUV that will do some work for you and also be super comfortable, you've got to check out that Passport. It's the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. The more you compare, the more you know. It's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers. KSL News Time is 7:29. Let's get another look at Triple Team traffic, and we start with you, Andy.
Well, Amanda, traffic in the Salt Lake Valley had a little bit of slowing I-15 around 17 South. That's cleared. In fact, I don't see any I-15 delay at all. There's some westbound slowing on 21st South at 5600 West, and perhaps cleanup of a crash 56th West and Amelia Earhart Drive up north of I-80, but I don't see the delay in the area that we saw initially when the crash happened. Heather?
We have a few slowdowns around Weber and Davis County now. Southbound I-15, you're going to see that in the Clearfield area on U.S. 89 in the construction zone around Layton. And if you're in Roy, 5600 South, pretty busy, pretty standard this time of the morning between 3500 West and I-15. Eric?
Get a little bit busier, SR-73, that's Lehigh's Main Street, of course. If you're heading through Lehigh, the closer you get to the freeway, the more congested it gets if you're heading over from Saratoga Springs. But the better way to get over to I-15 this morning appears to be Pioneer Crossing or, of course, 2100 North. If you're northbound on Redwood Road, no trouble getting up towards Bluffdale, Riverton. And I-15 in Utah County continues to look good. Right now, buy one suit for $299 and get a second suit for only $1. Going on now at all 9 Mr. Mac locations. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's find out more about this beautiful forecast today. Back to you, Grant.
Well, we've been telling you each day was going to get a little warmer. And today, yep, is one of those days. We will be close to 70 degrees this afternoon, right about 69 at the airport. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon. 74 tomorrow and lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 7:31. We drop back down to 34 degrees.
Traffic's looking good on the freeways and not terrible overall. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah's vaccine rollout.
The Summit County Council took a hard look at requiring masks even after the state ends its mandate on April 10th. But in the end, they decided not to implement their own mandate as more Utahns get vaccinated. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas begins our team coverage, Utah's vaccine rollout.
After hearing public comment and from the county health director, members of the council decided it wouldn't be practical for Summit County to insist on masks after April 10th. The Park Record says council members still believe masks are important to control the spread of COVID-19. Businesses can still ask customers to wear them. Schools will require masks until July 1st. Health Director Rich Bullock told council members new cases are turning up among young children in Summit County. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Organizers of the Park Silly Sunday Market are hoping to bring the market back this summer. They are taking applications from vendors, but they're still waiting to see if Park City and Summit County will approve their plans. The Park Record reports they hope to start holding the weekly market on June 6th, but they will ask participants to wear masks and only take them off if they're actively eating or drinking. A change to the handbook for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints emphasizes support for vaccinations. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobay continues our team coverage, Utah's vaccine rollout.
According to a new section in the general handbook, vaccinations administered by competent medical professionals protect health and preserve life. The handbook statement from the church is not a new policy. The guidance also encourages members to safeguard themselves, their children, and their communities through vaccination. The First Presidency, the three-member leading body of the religion, all received their COVID-19 vaccines in January. The church has also given millions of dollars to support vaccine distribution around the world. Amy Kobabe at KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. COVID-19 vaccines for kids could be ready by summertime. That's the word from infectious disease specialist Dr. Yvonne Maldonado.
Parents should be ready to get their kids vaccinated. These will be likely very safe and highly effective vaccines, and it could help kids get through the summer and certainly into school.
She says shots for teens and preteens could be available within months. More videos were played in court during day three of the murder case against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin.
Dramatic and emotional testimony Wednesday from Charles McMillan, a neighbor who saw George Floyd struggling and urged him to comply with the officers.
I was telling Mr. Floyd, Ms. Floyd, just comply with him, get on in the car because you can't win.
McMillan was heard on the police body camera video played in court.
I'm not trying to win.
George Floyd then pleaded with the officers as he refused to get in the back seat of the squad car.
ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting. A former fraud prosecutor says he has questions about the legal case against a Park City reality TV star. Jen Shaw is being accused in a nationwide telemarketing scheme that defrauded hundreds of people. Attorney David Fletch says prosecutors are going to need to prove Shaw intended to commit the crime.
So it's hard to learn a lot just from the pleadings, the complaint, and from the press release. The prosecution must have more. They got an indictment. But it seems a little bit weak on the proof of knowledge.
But he says prosecutors must have additional evidence because they were able to get an indictment. A Springville high school teacher that has been the subject of student protests is resigning following complaints made to the school district. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the update. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the teacher was already on paid administrative leave while school district officials reviewed complaints. As it turns out, the teacher is opting to just resign instead, even though the review of complaints will continue nonetheless. Earlier this week, around 125 Springville High students and community members staged a walkout at the school.
The way this teacher treats the girls in his class is just so disgusting. They make suggestions about what they do with their boyfriends. It's disgusting.
According to the district, this teacher has taught within the area for 30 years, and they've been licensed to teach in the state going back to 1988. There's also no record of disciplinary action taken against his teaching license, according to state records. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Highs in the upper 60s today, mid-70s tomorrow, even warmer than that on Saturday and Sunday.
There's an old saying for the general conference weekend, there will be some showers and cooler weather. Not so this time. In fact, we're looking at the exact opposite. I would just say make sure your car air conditioner is in proper order for the afternoon. We are going to be awfully close to 80 degrees in the afternoon, both Saturday and on Sunday. No rain expected.
Grant says we are expecting to break temperature records on both Saturday and Sunday. The upper 70s continue on Monday before getting a little cooler on Tuesday. Coming up, how would you spend your 92nd birthday? We'll tell you about one Utah woman who has her party planned for today. And Triple Team traffic.
Backups on I-15 saw a little bit of a delay building southbound in Clearfield just before the 700 South exit. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 736.
This is Boyd Matheson. Maybe you've heard of him. It's not about disagreeing less. It's about disagreeing better. Now it's even easier to listen. Starting next Monday, Boyd hosts an expanded edition of Inside Sources. Afternoons from 1 till 3. Just ask Alexa. Play KSL News Radio.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Last pickup is at 7. Team, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bang.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send the thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey, where you want it to be.
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donations since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
Watching Utah's Money just after the opening bell on Wall Street. Your money at this moment. The Dow right now is up 63. That's 0.2%. We're at 33,044. The S&P is up 28. That's 0.75%. The Nasdaq's up 194. That's 1.5%. More coming up at 7:55 on Utah's Morning News. A Provo woman is expressing gratitude to a UTA bus driver who helped her get away from a man who was following and threatening her.
At one point, I was threatened for my life, and I was threatened to be basically violated by this man.
Mackenzie Cornell says she was trying to distance herself from the man when a UTA bus pulled up. The driver stopped the bus and got Cornell on board, then locked the door until police arrived. The man hasn't been identified, but investigators say they are considering charges against him. Today is a special day for one Utah woman. Dorothy Case is planning to spend her 92nd birthday today skiing at Deer Valley with her family. She taught skiing at Snow Basin for 30 years.
Snow Basin was just a little one-horse ski area.
Although today is her birthday, she says she's not getting any older and plans to have a good time with her family. Well, way to go, Dorothy. Happy birthday to you. 7:39, let's get another look at Triple Team traffic. And over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic in Salt Lake County on I-15 has gotten a little bit thick again around the Bangor Highway on-ramp. I am seeing Bangor Highway delays. We had some eastbound slowdowns coming up on 2700 West. That seems to have thinned, but northbounders are backed up at 6200 South in West Jordan due to road work. Heather?
Well, drivers will see occasional brake lights right now southbound I-15, mostly through Clearfield in the road construction zone, and then occasionally again in Kaysville. US 89 also seeing traffic fill in and back up when the lights turn red in the road construction zones through Fruit Heights and Layton. And then the busiest city streets right now are Harrison Boulevard in Ogden and 5600 South in Roy. Eric?
Well, if you're out over on the east side and planning on using the 215 East Belt to go north up to Foothill Drive, don't be afraid. We don't have the delays that we had earlier this week on Foothill. Right now, it looks good. Northbound from the 215 East Belt or I-80 all the way up to 1700 South. That's where we had the slowdowns earlier. Right now, it's all looking good to the University. I-15 in Utah County, northbound, southbound, that's also in great shape. Salt Lake City International Airport is reminding passengers to arrive early and allow extra time to navigate the new airport. Details at slcairport.com. They're ready to fly when you are. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and a beautiful day in store for us. Let's check the forecast now with you, Grant.
Well, we're still looking at some relatively low pollen numbers, but again, suspect that as things warm up this weekend, we will see those pollen numbers going up for the allergy sufferers this weekend as it gets really warm. Sunny up to 69 degrees today. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
That was the Pollen Report brought to you by Superior Water and Air. And coming up on KSL this morning, I talked to Brad Garrett, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett, about the shooting last night in California that killed four, including a child. Asked him about why it seems like there are more mass shootings just in the last week. Why is that number going up? And he shared his thoughts about that, and we'll share them with you just ahead on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
Okay, so you met the love of your life. She's dropped all the hints, and you're totally committed. Now what? Come to Shane Company and get the ring. You gotta experience a visit to Shane Company. Get to the store or go online and see what it's all about. You won't believe all our ring settings. Those halo rings she's been liking on Instagram? Yeah, we got those. Classic solitaire rings? We've got those too. Whatever it is she loves, in every price range, it's here. Not really sure? We'll help you figure it out. With our huge assortment of always natural, always ethically sourced diamonds, rubies, and sapphires, you'll have tons of options to create a ring that's so her. Our non-commissioned jewelry consultants will help you get an awesome ring that fits your budget, whether you come into the store or go online. You can even book an in-store or virtual appointment. We'll make sure her engagement ring is perfect. And the proposal? Well, that's where you get to shine.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Hi, Doug Ryder. Normally when I'm talking about the Hale Center Theater, I'm talking about something wonderful like the play that Dee and I saw this last week, The Play That Goes Wrong. It's in its final week, so don't miss this. We're often talking, of course, about the season tickets, and the 2021 season tickets are available now with Les Mis starting on April 3rd. But I wanted to get this message out, too. I was talking with my great friend Sally Dietlein from Hale Center Theater. She called me and was concerned that some people are actually buying their tickets from scalping online companies that are charging them so much more. They want to make sure that everyone pays the very lowest possible price for their tickets, and that's at hct.org or the box office at 801-984-9000. Don't pay more. Make sure you're dealing with Hale Center Theater, and make sure that you catch Les Mis beginning April 3rd and pick up your season tickets.
Dave and Dujanovic.
The Jazz won last night, but who cares? Just getting there was a miracle.
All of a sudden, it felt like there was an explosion, like we hit something big.
The harrowing flight and why its star player didn't make the trip because of his fear of flying. That's today on Dave and Dujanovic.
KSL News Time, 7:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a new section in the General Handbook for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints lays out support for vaccinations. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, Dixie State University says it wants the entire community to weigh in as the school looks at changing its name. Third, let's get a look at the commute.
Some I-15 heavy traffic building northbound around the 21st South Freeway. The earlier southbound slowing we had in Clearfield, whatever caused it's out of the way and the slowing is gone, but now we're seeing some southbound in Spanish Fork. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a warmer day, up to 69, sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
37 downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
The Labor Department says last week another 719,000 people applied for first-time unemployment benefits, claims up by 61,000 over last week. President Biden holding his first cabinet meeting at the White House, his top advisors talking about his plan for infrastructure and jobs.
The president is calling this a once-in-a-generation opportunity, promising to create millions of jobs, but this is also a massively ambitious and massively expensive plan. More than $2 trillion to put Americans to work rebuilding and repairing the nation. Roads, rails, and bridges, boosting clean energy, and giving broadband access to all Americans. A second part of this plan still to come, expected to focus on health care, education, and child care, could reportedly bring that total price tag up to $4 trillion.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Still no motive in that Southern California office building shooting. Four people killed. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Four people, including one child, are dead in California after a shooting at an office building in the city of Orange last night. This is now the third mass shooting in recent weeks in the U.S. ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett joined me this morning to explain what's leading to these shootings.
So a couple things are going on. Is there a copycat aspect to them? Well, maybe. But the other important element, Amanda, is more people are out. More people are moving around. They're having parties. They're going out on the street to restaurants, etc. So, you know, shootings, like many other types of crimes, are driven by opportunity. And I don't know enough about the shooting yet in Southern California as to what elements are relevant here. But I think generally speaking, that's why we're having more shootings.
Isn't that, I mean, I wouldn't have thought that during the time of the pandemic, we had less crime in general, including this most horrific kind of crime, because people were inside.
And it goes to, generally speaking, if you look at homicide rates in cities, they tend, and assaults, they always tend to be higher as it gets warmer, because more people are out, obviously. So, you know, opportunity and that more interaction with people. I mean, one reality of the last year is that a lot of us have been talking remotely and not in person, or gathered in person. And it does make a big difference. It shouldn't, but it does.
This is what took place at an office, so my mind goes to disgruntled former employee, but that's I shouldn't make assumptions until we know more information.
Right, and that's not that's a typical mass shooting. Work locations and schools are real targets because if you think about what goes on, schools, kids in their formative years, they get bullied. They don't, they feel they're not part of any group. They're mad at a teacher. People get fired. People are told that their salary is going to get reduced or whatever it might be. And they take action against it because it's, schools and jobs are really sort of part of our identity. And when that gets challenged or disrupted, some people just react violently.
I appreciate the time of Brad Garrett, our crime and terrorism analyst from ABC on the In-Depth at 15 and 45. 7:49 now. Let's get a look at Triple Team traffic, and we start with you, Andy.
Amanda, a little bit of slowdown continues to increase on North 15 just before the I-80 turnoff in South Salt Lake. I'm not aware of a crash in that area, but I'm definitely seeing something bog traffic down just a little bit between 33rd South and I-80. Looking out on the west side of the valley where we had earlier slowdowns, Bangor Highway, they've cleared up. 56th West, not bad at all either. Heather?
The earlier slowdowns, southbound I-15 and Clearfield, have dissipated for the moment, and you should have pretty good speeds into downtown Salt Lake City. Same story on US 89, off and on delays due to stoplights and some of the construction zones. Still have some really heavy traffic, though, on 5600 South and Roy, all of it heading east toward I-15. Eric?
The major intersection is starting to get busier in the north part of Utah County, north of Utah Lake. We've got Timpanogos Highway stoplights starting to take a little extra time in Highland Cedar Hills. And if you're out in Saratoga Springs, Pioneer Crossing is now getting busier for eastbound traffic approaching Saratoga Road and past that even before you get to American Fork and I-15. The 3-for-1 sale is happening at all 11 Ogden's Flooring and Design locations. Get carpet pad and installation for one low price plus a free premium pad upgrade. Visit ogdensflooring.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And this 7-day forecast, Grant Wayman, we're just here celebrating before we even go on the air.
I know. It's been kind of chilly the last couple of days. So we are not just looking at a little bit of a warm-up, Amanda, but close to near records on this weekend. That's where we're going with this. So today we'll stay up to 69 at the airport. Mostly sunny skies. That's a big jump from yesterday, right? Then we jump even more. Tomorrow we hit 74 and sunshine. And here's the top of it for Easter weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday, high temperatures awfully close to 80. The record for Easter Sunday is 79, and that's what we're forecasting. So there you go. Super, super warm. About the same thing on Monday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, that's when it backs down. And maybe finally some April showers late Tuesday into Wednesday. We could certainly use it, but enjoy the warm weather here all the way through the weekend.
Isn't that glorious? Well, thank you,
great.
Grant. Right now, downtown, 37 degrees. Just a quick reminder that we will be broadcasting all four sessions of a conference for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And you may want to be outside while you're listening to conference, which would be glorious. You can hear them here on KSL News Radio. You can listen to them on the KSL News Radio app. They'll be on KSLNewsRadio.com. So many people will be enjoying them in those ways. And why not be outside and also be inspired at the same time? So please do enjoy them on KSL News Radio. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll get a look at money news here on Utah's Morning News. Have you been thinking about selling your home? I know some people have been thinking about selling their home recently, and if you're thinking about doing that and live in the Salt Lake City, Ogden area, I know in years past this could really be a very difficult thing, but not anymore because of Open Door. We've been telling you about opendoor.com, and I went online to opendoor.com. I wasn't thinking about selling my house. I really wanted to know what it was worth. I was just curious, and they'll give you an offer on opendoor.com. And I thought, and I was talking to my husband about it, and I said, aren't you curious, honey? Let's just go and see. What is it worth? People have told us what they thought it was worth, but I wanted to find out. And it's so easy. You just answer a few quick questions about your home, and then you complete this contact-free video walkthrough, and then you can get an offer in just a few steps. And if you like the offer, you can sell your house directly to Open Door and skip all the hard parts. Skip all the making repairs yourself and the prep work and the showings. Ugh. You can skip all that and do it all online. Get your free offer at opendoor.com/myoffer. Offer eligibility varies. Open Door is represented by Open Door Brokerage, Inc., license 0206-1130 in California, and Open Door Brokerage, LLC in its other markets. It's time now for our special morning presentation of Jeff Caplet's Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
First, you'll say, oh, no, I shouldn't. But chances are you'll dip into your kid's Easter stash and pluck out a few jelly beans. I mean, you can't resist. It's only a few, but what are they doing there in the first place? Jelly beans have nothing to do with Easter, except they're sort of egg-shaped. That's it. Historians traced no provable link between ancient traditions and a pile of jelly bellies. But we all enjoy that little pop of flavor, followed by that gelatinous wrestling match between teeth and tongue.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Once you conquer that lingering hunk of sugar sludge, you reach for another peach, pomegranate, or pina colada flavor. Down they go. But as you knock them back one by one, did you ever consider how long it takes to make one jelly bean? About a week. It takes 2 weeks for the sour flavors. It starts simple. They cook cornstarch, sugar, corn syrup, water, and flavoring. The concoction has to sit for a full day. Then they steam the bean to make it sticky and hit it with a sugar mist. Once it dries again, it gets the hard coating. The beans have to be kept moving during this process, like panning for gold, while sugar is slowly added to the beans in motion to create the tasty coating. And then comes the glaze. Finally, they stamp the Jelly Belly logo, and 2 weeks after the process started, off they go for packaging and your enjoyment on Easter Sunday. But the question remains, why Easter? Nobody knows.
Jeff Caplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. The market trading app Robinhood is changing their app. No more confetti animation when users make their first trade or reach other milestones. The app has come under fire for gamification to keep consumers trading. An Ohio electric company is refunding $26 million to customers. The company is under scrutiny for a $60 million bribery and corruption scheme. New Mexico is the latest state looking at legalizing recreational marijuana. The state legislature approved the proposal yesterday. Governor Grisham is planning on signing that bill. Let's get a look at your money at this moment. The Dow up 27 at this hour. That's 33,008. The S&P is up 26.5. That's 0.7%. NASDAQ's up 217. Wow. That's 1.6%. Oil is up $1.17 right now. That's $60.33 a barrel. Up in just a moment, we'll take another look at traffic and weather together here on Utah's Morning News.
Hi, this is Julie from the Visitors Bureau in Logan. Oh, my word. I've had enough of COVID. I've had enough of politics. I've had enough of winter, and I am dying to get out. If you feel the same, there's no better place than Logan to clear your head and revitalize your senses. We're kicking off spring with the annual Original Baby Animal Days at the American West Heritage Center. You'll be spread out over 160 acres of beautiful scenery while you pet all the baby animals like lambs, goats, piglets, bunnies, and chicks. April 1st through the 3rd also features exotic animals, and you can see baby bears from Yellowstone Bear World the 7th through the 10th. Or go hiking or birdwatching, jump on our self-guided foodie trek, dine in a delightful restaurant, and see a live show. Come for spring break or anytime you need a break. Let me give you a secret hint. Reserve your spring and summer getaway to Logan today because rates are low right now. But as soon as everyone gets their vaccines, there's going to be a stampede of vacationing. So lock in your savings now. This year, vacation in Logan, where we still wash our hands. ExploreLogan.com. ExploreLogan.com.
Pick your promotion at Volkswagen Southtown. Get zero payments for 6 months, double your down payment, or get as low as 0% APR for up to 6 years. VWSouthtown.com.
Working freelance for a good number of years and filing my taxes and doing all that kind of work, essentially ignoring it for many, many years, it was, in terms of knowing where to start, it was an intimidating process.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox.
Having worked until I got a job where I was making a lot of money, and then from there I felt like I was kind of stuck.
If last year wasn't tough enough, understand the IRS can make this year even worse.
After years and years of that, I just had this feeling that it was time to take care of it, and that's when I found Jordan Wilcox.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
It feels good to do the right thing.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
Get news all day on the KSL News Radio app and on the app for radio.com.
This weekend, KSL is proud to broadcast the live sessions of General Conference. Coverage begins Saturday morning at 9:30 and Sunday morning at 8. The 191st Annual General Conference of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Take us everywhere you go this weekend.
KSL News Radio.
7:59, Triple Team traffic, and how's it looking now, Andy?
Amanda, that little bit of slowing we had in South Salt Lake, we've got a little bit of slowing still in the right lane approaching 45th and approaching I-80 in South Salt Lake. Traffic's also a bit backed up again on 5600 West and Bangor Highway, both of them at the 21st South Freeway area. Out of Tooele, though, SR-36 all clear. Heather?
No accidents reported through Weber and Davis County, and you've got pretty good speeds if you stick to the major freeways. A lot of the city streets are starting to fill in now, especially in Ogden and Clearfield. Eric?
Got dry pavement beneath the wheels on I-80 going out to Park City this morning. That's great through the mountains. You do have some slowing approaching Park City from US 40. That's for westbounders on Currents Boulevard. That's just the usual stuff there. I-15, Utah County, northbound, southbound. Normal travel times, 24 minutes, for instance, northbound Spanish Fork up to Point of the Mountain. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Wow, do we have a beautiful forecast today. It'll warm up to about 69 degrees, mid-70s for tomorrow. And then Grant says we'll be up close to 80 degrees for the weekend. Can you imagine that? Setting records in the state of Utah. Cooling off with a chance of showers midweek next week.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.